God's goodness. And it's when we lose focus of God's goodness that the hopelessness starts to move in like a cloud. Sort of, you know when the cloud blocks the sun? And I said, away with you, cloud. I serve a risen Christ who is alive and active in me. So, this, what I'm going to deliver this morning is actually my wife, right? She said to me, why don't you speak about this? And I thought, well, maybe the Spirit's speaking to me this morning. Speaking through her to me in the week, and I should prepare around this. And I'm so glad, because I think this is just so very relevant, being the week after Easter. You know, Easter comes, doesn't it? We all enjoy the nice weather, ha-ha. We all enjoy the celebration and everything, and we all celebrate that the tomb is empty and that Jesus is resurrected, and then we tend to sort of move away and start focusing on other things. But this morning I want to bring our focus back onto Easter, and I just simply want to speak about He finds you where you forgot you were called. I'm going to open with John chapter 21, verse 6. And he said, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. And when they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Yes, we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday and we shouted He is risen. That death is defeated and that Jesus is alive. But I want to talk about the week after. I want to talk about what happens when the music fades and the crowd's thin and you go back to your normal routine. You see, the disciples, they didn't throw a party after the resurrection. They didn't launch into revival. They went back to what they knew, fishing. But Jesus didn't leave them in the ordinary. He met them there, right back when they went back to what was normal and ordinary for them. Jesus came and He met them, and He reminded them of who they really are. Yes, we can go back to normal, but then we go back to empty nets.
That's right.
John 21 verse 3 says, I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Let me break this down. Peter had seen Jesus alive twice, but he's still dealing with shame for denying Jesus. Confusion about what's next. A fear about the future. So what does he do? He says, oh, well, I'm going fishing. How many of us do the same? When life gets confusing or painful, we just go back to what's familiar. We settle into what's comfortable. And we hide in that which we think we can control. But here's the problem. When you go back to fishing after Jesus has called you to follow, you will always end up with empty nets. Come on, say this with me. I wasn't called to be comfortable. I was called to follow. Try again. I wasn't called to be comfortable. I was called to follow.
I wasn't called to be comfortable. I was called.
Yeah, thank you, because I'm not convinced. So then what happens? Jesus shows up. He shows up on the shore. John 21 verse 4 says, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it is Jesus. Even when they didn't recognize Jesus, he was there. He didn't call from heaven. He didn't send an angel, but he came in person to find his followers in their disappointment, in their confusion, and in their self-doubt. And then verse 5 to 6 says, he called out, "Friends, have you got any fish?" And no, they answered. And he said, "Throw your nets on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they obey, and boom, a net-breaking miracle occurs. You see, that's what Jesus does. He steps into your ordinary routine and he reminds you of extraordinary calling. They fished all night and they caught nothing. But one word from Jesus changed everything. Come on, say it with me. One word from Jesus is all I need.
One word from Jesus is all I need.
See, there's restoration beyond the miracle. And then they get to have a chance to have breakfast with Jesus. How wonderful. You know, you also can have breakfast with Jesus. John chapter 21, verse 12. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Wow. Let's not miss this. The resurrected King, the one who conquered hell, is now serving breakfast to the broken disciples. What kind of Savior is this? A Savior who doesn't just restore our faith, but he restores our hearts. And then Jesus pulls Peter aside. The one who denied him, the one who probably felt the most unworthy, and he asks him, "Peter, do you love me?" Not once, not twice, but three times. One for every denial, one for every failure, one for every scar. You see, Jesus wasn't punishing Peter, but he was busy restoring him. In John 21, verse 17, Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." Jesus didn't just give Peter back his identity, but he gave him back his purpose. And you know, he's doing the same today. You may have fished all night and caught nothing. You may have thought that you blew your chance. But Jesus is on your shore calling out, "Do you still love me?" Then let's get back to it. Because he's not finished with you yet. The same Jesus who rose in power, the same Jesus who conquered the grave, is the Jesus who steps into your confusion, who walks into your failure, who calls you again and again and again, who speaks life over your emptiness. He left the tomb, not just to prove that he's alive, but to prove that he's not done with you and me yet. Philippians 1:6, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion." Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You have a future. You have a hope. You have a Savior. And you have that same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead dwelling in your very bones. Do you know this morning that you have the fire of heaven in your bones? And we need to start living like that.
Thank you, Lord.
We are not defeated. That our battle is launched from a place of victory because the victory has already been won. That even if we don't see it, we're still fighting from a place of victory because the Lord says that the battle is His.
Yes.
Come on, let's do it. I've been walking with the Lord for 38 years. And it's been a tough walk. And I used to cry out to the Lord, like, Lord, seriously, like, was I just born into a life of torment and pain? You see, what I should have been saying, Lord, I'm hungry for your promise. And I'm hungry for your blessing. But I was still learning. That all these years later, when I lay in that hospital bed in St. Bart's Hospital after surgery to have the tumor removed from between my heart and my lungs, and I lay in that bed and I cried out to God and I said, Lord, so what about the calling? I was almost mocking God. I should have known better. Said, Lord, look at me. Look at the state of me. I had tubes going in my back with bags on the floor draining my lungs. Walking like a 90-year-old man, still not able to breathe. And there I lay moaning and groaning at the Lord. What did He say to me? He said to me, Robin, I'm not looking at the physical. But I'm looking at what I've planted inside of you.
Thank you. Amen.
That I will complete the work that was started by me in you.
Yes.
That I knew you while you were in your mother's womb. And I will bring to completion what I spoke to you even then. Over 20 years of struggle. But then the fruit came. You know, when I got ordained, my sister was like laughing hysterically at me. She said, I can't believe it. She says, I need to be there. Nothing good has ever come out of our family. Don't give up.
Amen.
Don't give up. Because God doesn't give up. Let's not walk away from the promise and the blessing. Jesus desires to have breakfast with you. So would you meet Jesus in your boat? Would you allow Him to fill your net and heal your heart? Would you answer Him when He calls you again? And again, and again. Would you allow Him to step into your confusion, to walk into your failures, to speak life over your emptiness? Can I ask you to stand with me? And if you will, would you just join me? Because this is for me as well. Don't think that just because I'm the pastor here that I'm perfect. Far from. Just open your hands to Jesus and say, Lord, this week after Easter, yes, I'm back in the normal. But Lord, would you come and have breakfast with me? Would you come and fill me afresh this morning? Would you give me fresh fire from heaven that my bones will burn, that my passion and zeal will be on fire for you? So Lord, I hand over my emptiness and my brokenness to you this morning. And Lord, it's not easy, but I know that it's easy because I trust in you. So I come as I am, Lord. And I say, Lord, would you complete what you've started? Would you resurrect those things in my life that are dead and that are dry? Just receive. Just let it sink into your very, very soul this morning. That today is your day. That you're in the right place at the right time. Because Jesus is still calling. So Lord, we invite you to climb into our boat. We give you our empty nets. We say, Lord, fill them. And strengthen us, Lord, to walk in your ways always. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Please take your seats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give the announcement.